All right, Sharon, you still want me to turn this on, right?
That's your garbage.
All right, welcome everybody. Council, fellow councilmen. This meeting is called to order, roll call. See, we have everybody present except for Councilwoman Bonzer and Councilman Wittenstein. All right, general announcements. I will start off, and I would like to just ask everybody on council and certainly out in the public to keep Councilwoman Bonzer in your thoughts and prayers as she goes through the medical things that she is dealing with now. Also, I'd like to, Richard, why don't you come up here for a second, put you on the spot. I'd like to call Richard up, as all of you know, that were in this city last week. The terrible storm that not only hit us, but hit Metro Atlanta, fielded a lot of emails and phone calls. There was a little bit of confusion with the public on who to contact, and I got a couple emails that I called DeKalb County, but nobody came out. So there's a quick explanation for that. They didn't call the city of Dunwoody, so that was easy enough. But we had over nine major trees down.
Eight or nine trees in the roadways. That doesn't include any that fell on private property, which we didn't respond to those.
Right. And I would just like to commend Richard and his staff for doing such a fantastic job of expeditiously cleaning up the mess. And I know there's, again, when you have wires fall across the street, the first order of business is you've got to make sure Richard and his crew needs to make sure for the safety of the crew that those wires are not live. The Georgia Power is required to come out and stick a finger on that wire and see if their hair raises or not. So that's, again, some of the delay out there was the fact that the wires needed to be confirmed that they were dead or alive. And I also understand Richard not only managed the whole process, but got out there in his coat and tie and was dragging limbs off the street.
I did change shirts.
Well, chainsaw Richard. But again, hats off, Richard, to you and your staff, and a perfect example of what we want in this city. So thank you, Richard. And I'd like to... I'd also like to ask any of the public out there, any of you that were here last week, I kind of felt like things got a little bit out of control, so I'm going to start announcing a few, depending on the crowd, announcing a few rules of the road, but please just make sure your cell phones are turned off, pagers are turned off. You may keep your pacemakers on if that's any anchorage for yourself. And also, I'd just like to ask, we are going to have public comment as always, but during this meeting and all our other meetings, please keep your discussions with your neighbors or any comments to yourself. It's not appropriate to scream anything out loud or scream anything at us or at someone speaking. So I appreciate your attention to those details. Also, I'd like just to point out, again, another long conversation I had with a gentleman, and hats off to staff again on the business license process. A gentleman down in Park Place that was applying for a business license. He owned a barber shop. Long, long story short, but a very complex situation. His brother-in-law, he had passed the business to a few months ago, who passed away. He had taken the business back over. He doesn't have a lease because he's renting it month to month from Sembler. Anyway, a whole host of things that made him getting the business license difficult. So he came down to our city offices and asked to speak to someone. He got someone live. I'm not sure who the individual was, but they brought him into the office and they had a nice discussion, and he just tickled pink at the service he got. So again, hats off to staff. I don't have anybody to pick out for that one, but thank you, staff, for making us proud. Okay, with that, I will be quiet, and I'll ask, does anybody else have any general announcements? Yes.
I just have one of our, I call her the First Lady of Dunwoody's husband, Wendy Wingate, is in Northside Hospital. Tom and I were just on this afternoon, and he is cheerful as ever, so it looks like he's well on the road. Hopefully the recovery is had surgery this morning.
Fantastic. Good. Thank you. Yes, Danny.
I wanted to announce that we had a very successful Lemonade Days this weekend. We had crowds there that were up probably 80% over last year every day. And last year was a big success. We had 30,000 people there last year. So it was a huge success for Dunwoody. One of the new events that we introduced this year was the bicycle ride around Dunwoody. And that event was also, I think, very successful. We had the mayor and three of our council persons there, and myself, and about 150 other people were there. And we took a seven-mile ride around Dunwoody for the purpose of gaining awareness for the need for a bikeable, walkable community. It was an extremely fun day, something we intend to do every year, and we hope that more and more people come out and join us for this event. This year's event marked the honoring of one of our former citizens who was killed on a bicycle this past October, Jim Benson. His family was there to make a donation, and next week at the council meeting, the co-presidents of Dunwoody Preservation Trust will be making a presentation to this body for the funds that we collected there for this event to begin building a fund to start building bicycle lanes in Dunwoody. And this is a great way to start to gain a little momentum towards getting a bikeable, walkable community. Secondly, I wanted to say that we're glad to have the president of the Ashford Alliance here tonight, Ron Sprinkle, and he's going to be making a couple of comments shortly, but we're pleased to have our neighbors here to speak to us tonight as well.
All right, thank you, Danny. All right, we will... yes, sir. Yeah, Danny.
Dovetail in on what Danny just said. May is Bike Month for everybody's information, and May 11th through the 16th is Ride Your Bike to Work. So please don't run over me when I come to the council meeting on the 11th of May on my bicycle, because that's what I'm going to be doing.
Fantastic. Good. Thank you.
I expect one other comment, too, on the biking. One of the citizens who ran for the 3rd District, in fact, he was running against Tom, was hit by a car riding a bicycle this past Thursday night. And it really just goes to show the need that we have for a bikeable community there even more. This is Doug Thompson.
All right, thank you, Danny. With that, would you lead us in the invitation, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate. And God be with Adrian Bonzer tonight, and Wendy Wingate, and be with the family of Derek Connell, who passed away on the tennis court this past weekend, a friend of mine.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Danny. And John, would you please lead us?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, with that, we're going to lead into our first of our public comments. And when I call your name, I'd ask if you please, yes, John.
Approval of the meeting agenda.
I'm sorry. Approval of meeting agenda. Does anybody have any additions? Or yes, John.
I would like to have a quick discussion regarding the farmers market. I was expecting to see it on the agenda, and just have a couple questions for the planning department. If we could possibly discuss that with the sustainability commission appointments or somewhere in that realm.
Okay. And so, motion is to add the farmers market. Okay. Motion is to add the farmer's market, we'll say, to 15, or do you like it up top? I'll tell you what, let's move farmer's market to under sustainability.
That's what I was hoping. Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Seeing that there's none, all in favor of this, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, also, Warren, was that you wanted 9 to be moved up?
Yeah, just right after number 3, it'll be the same company giving a few presentations.
I got it. Okay, we'll move, I'm going to make a motion to move number 9 up to, let's see, that would be under 2, right, Warren, under 2?
Right after number 3.
Right after number 3, after the comprehensive plan kickoff?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay. Any discussion on that? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, now we're back to the amended agenda with those two pieces. Anything else? All right, motion to approve as amended.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion? See if there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, we have the amended agenda. Now we will move to public comment. Again, if I call your name, please make your way to the podium. Brent Morris.
Thank you, Mayor. And Councilman, thank you very much for taking on this position. I moved to Dunwoody in 1978, and so I've been here a good while, and I applaud you guys for what you're doing. The main reason I'm here is to support the Chamber of Commerce specifically, but also to support the City of Dunwoody with the amendment of Chapter 15. And I don't think I probably need to go into any details, but the easier we can make it for the city to obtain the fees and monies from the businesses here in Dunwoody, the better. And that's essentially it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Moore. J. Michael Denninger.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I also support the ordinance change, the amendment to Chapter 15, Subsection H, Section 4. As a board member of the Dunwoody Chamber and as a local business attorney, we see how small businesses have a difficult time, especially now, making things work. If we can change this, strike subsection H, this will free up some spare funds for our clients. The clients I have right now sometimes do not have a file tax return by March 15th. Extensions are usually made. Some, unfortunately, have not filed for a year, maybe two, for reasons that vary. And we won't go into. However, if no file tax return is available, then affidavits are needed according to subsection H. Affidavits from a CPA firm can be expensive. These mom-and-pop organizations a lot of times will do their own books using QuickBooks, various checkbook programs. They'll use a CPA once a year to do a tax return, possibly, to get him in there or her in there again. To sign their name to something, they will have to go and do some sampling of transactions, and the cost kind of stacks up. Sounds like an affidavit would be very short and quick, but it could be from $500 to a couple thousand dollars. If we can save the taxpayer and the local business owner this money from having to file affidavits or financial statements or tax returns, it would help them. Many are also concerned with confidentiality, privacy issues, etc. Therefore, as a business attorney, I would wholly support Mr. Ross's amendment. We think it's very important, especially nowadays. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. DeVita?
Mayor, Councilman. First of all, I want to thank Warren and some of our city staff on some of attending our last business access forum. We would like to have a continued effort to proactively educate our business community. And we really want to get as many of our businesses licensed as possible. I want to thank Danny Ross. I think it was very, 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 very beneficial to our business community to show that our city council really wants to fulfill our promise made that we are going to be a business-friendly city. What we're considering today is a very customer-focused approach. And when we make our process simpler and we focus on our customers' needs, in this case, our business community that are paying our taxes for the service we provide, will yield higher revenue. So we're also sending a clear message out that our businesses to not be concerned, to come on board and bring their applications in and get this revenue into our city accounts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard DeVita. Mr. Pescella.
I'll be brief, and I talked to Danny about this at Lemonade Days, and yeah, I just wanted to make my feelings known on the amendment to Chapter 15 as a small business owner. I think this just makes common sense, and appreciate it. And Danny, thanks for pulling me on the pony on that Saturday over at Lemonade Days.
Thank you. Joe Stitch.
I'm just here to support the changes to Section 15, Chapter 15, and that's about it. Everything I say will be redundant to what's already said.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Dick Lyon?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm a former resident of Dunwoody and love acquainting with some of the people here. Danny here, I've known for many, many years. And presently, I am living south of Dunwoody, and I'm a director of the Ashford Alliance Community Association, which is an association of neighborhoods just south of 285 here. And my purpose here is to introduce our president, who's going to have a little discussion here, and I think we've got some common issues with the city of Dunwoody. And he's experienced in the community and the development business. He's principal in the Sprinkle Design Conservancy. And with that, I'd like to introduce to you Ron Sprinkle.
All right, Mr. Ron Sprinkle, your card was next, so good time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me give you a little brochure, gentlemen. Again, my name is Ron Sprinkle. I'm president of the Ashford Alliance, and I want to thank you all for an opportunity to chat with you all. Dunwoody has a long history of community involvement, culminating in your recent incorporation of the city. The area south of 285, the area that our group represents, which I can best describe as what it isn't, it's not part of Sandy Springs, it's not part of Dunwoody, it's not part of Doraville, it's not part of the city of Atlanta, and it's everything northeast of Peachtree Industrial and Unincorporated, DeKalb County. We're new, just a few years old. And we're just trying to get out to the community and get a feel for what's going on and try to keep all of our residents informed and keep an eye on what's happening. I'll give you a little brochure of where the areas we cover, and really just have a simple request. We share the PCID with you all that comes to the inside of 285. The three major roads, Ashford Dunwoody, Shanley Dunwoody, and North Shalliford, go through the heart of both areas. And I'm sure there are going to be opportunities or issues in the future that will affect both sides of the interstate. And we just ask that you would keep us involved or keep us informed. I've known Jennifer for many years and gave her my card and have worked with her in the past. And we're really just here to introduce ourselves. And if any of you all would ever like to come speak to one of our meetings, we'd love to have you. Just let us know. We'll put you on the agenda and be happy to do that as well and answer any questions that you may have.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Sprinkle. Jerry Penn.
What a shock. I know you were surprised to see me tonight. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak. Here are some things to look into concerning the amendment to zoning to make it allowable for a farmer's market, a commercial for-profit enterprise, to operate on the property of a place of worship, a nonprofit property in residential zoning. When I first wrote to all of you, I was opposed to this amendment because I felt it was not well written and could have a negative impact on the tax-paying residents of the city. When I wrote to you the second time, it was after I found out that the site being considered, St. Patrick's Church, is in Dunwoody North, a community surrounded by six places of worship and four of them adjacent to homes in our community. Here are some of my thoughts about why this amendment is not ready to be adopted and needs to be reconsidered. The amendment should require a meeting with communities within a half mile of the location. Something like this has just as much impact on a community as a rezoning or variance. Signs should be posted at any place of worship being considered for a farmer's market. Why would the business of mostly non-residents of a particular community take precedence over the tax-paying residents of a particular community in Dunwoody? The amendment has no limit on the number of farmers markets in Dunwoody places of worship, and there are about 20 places of worship in the city of Dunwoody. The amendment does not limit the number of days of operation or hours of the day. The amendment does not require an impact study on a community. In this particular case, North Peachtree Road already has traffic problems with two schools, Brook Run, and college traffic. We also have illegal turning onto Stonington Road and cut-through traffic. This market opens at 8 a.m. and they start setting up at 6 a.m. We have children that walk to the schools on that side of the subdivision, so this is a public safety issue. The rear of homes on River Glen Circle are adjacent to the church. So how will car lights, noise of vendors impact those homes or homes in like situations? This could be a problem for many communities in Dunwoody. There is no limit to the number of vendors. Their vehicles and volunteer vehicles should be considered when figuring out if there is ample parking for customers to eliminate overflow parking on our streets. What kind of vehicles are they allowed to bring to the community? Trucks with produce or meat? Is there a limit on the amount of square footage used in a parking lot? Does staff check to see if a location meets the designated number of parking spots as in the codes? Will it be based on the number of vendors? This particular farmers market has craft vendors, so does that mean we can have commercial for-profit crafters allowed to have a market on nonprofit property? We have an instance right now in Dunwoody North where Dunwoody Divas decided to have an artisan's market in residential zoning in a clubhouse. This is not an allowed use. I was asked this morning if they could move to a church. In Dunwoody North, we fought hard to keep out an O&I rezoning of a home a few houses down from the church, where we were even considering a lawsuit. Does this weaken our stance if they see this commercial venture and decide to reopen their hopes for a tutoring business as the owner gets closer to retirement? Perhaps the amendment should be narrowed down by stipulating that the places of worship not be adjacent to residential communities. For instance, this particular church, Dunwoody Baptist Church, are not adjacent to any residential neighborhoods. I don't know if there are others because I didn't drive around all of Dunwoody to find out. I think we need to be consistent in our zoning, and if we require commercial to be in commercial and certain businesses are allowed in O&I, this is a commercial enterprise and it belongs in commercial. Please do not approve this amendment as it stands. Please defer it and see if you can come up with a better solution than amending the codes in this manner. A commercial operation belongs in commercial zoning. I would hope that if you make changes to this amendment, you will have it both on the agendas of Community Council and the Planning Board. Thank you so much, and I want to give a positive comment for Tom LaPena, our code enforcement officer. He is fantastic, and I wanted to just let you know that. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Penn. Okay, Bob Uzinski. Got that right?
That was pretty good. I thought after the last one, the gentleman you knew that you did.
Mr. Fischkella.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, for having this meeting today and allowing me to speak. First, I'd like to say that I had a good opportunity to meet the two of Dunwoody Police Force. It's a pleasant experience, and if that's an example of who the chief has hired, I think he did a really good job. So I'll pass that along to the chief. I appreciate it. I'm here for item 5 on your agenda, special code amendment, water leaks. I have a neighbor who has a water leak and a service line on her property. It's been going on for about 3 years. Mr. Hagan has a document that I've explained all the details on it. And I'm here because I knew you were going to be discussing it tonight. I've measured the water that comes, actually it leaks down the street. I'll give you a little basic detail. I'm really concerned about it because it impacts my property. It leaks from her yard over to my yard, down to my foundation drains, and it comes out on the street from my foundation drain. So if you were to look at it, you'd think I had a leak on my property. I can prove where it is pretty much, or at least it's not coming from my property. So my concern is erosion on my property, property value, the potentially on my property, because I can't imagine if I wanted to sell my house, that potential buyer would miss that water coming out of there. I've spoken with the neighbor. She's well aware of it. It's been going on for about 3 years now. Her attitude seems to be it's cheaper to let it run down the street than it is to get it fixed. So I'm here to offer any assistance I might in the code that you're considering changing, answer any questions about the issue that I have, and again, about the concerns. My measurement, if I just said this, I measure 2,700 gallons a month, which is about 5,400 gallons of billing period. That's more than I use. I'm a single homeowner. That's more than I use in a billing period. So there's basically the equivalent of at least one household going down the street. It's been going down so long, there's actually green and brown slime in the gutter underneath this. The constant flow, and it's getting worse. So that's within 3 minutes, right?
Great. Thank you very much. One new card, Mr. Grine.
Mayor Castleman, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I will be very brief. I'm here to support the amendment to Chapter 15 that Councilman Ross is proposing, and I will ditto everything that somebody said already.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Hirsch.
Hi, I also want to speak on the farmer's market issue. My only connection to it is that I'm just a Dunwoody resident, and I frequent the market. I'm not a vendor, but I love going there with my children. And I do agree that while there should be restrictions, and this, the whole purpose of the permit, and I was smart, the staff attorney, is to suggest that a one-year permit makes sense. I think there had been some concerns as far as the number of spaces and such, and I think it had been recommended that they might be able to limit based upon the size of the property, and that makes sense. I don't see all the fears coming to fruition that everyone's afraid of, although if it were at the point of a one-year permit, or you could always rescind something, then you could try it out and see for experiment. I mean, I think we all know that the farmer's market has been such a huge asset, you know, a wonderful experience for the people in Dunwoody. The benefit of it being a residential neighborhood as opposed to driving to is, think how remarkable it is environmentally for neighbors to be able to walk to an organic farmer's market. I realize not everything that everybody would always be selling other places are organic, but in this instance, for this specific amendment, how wonderful is that? Such a luxury to be able to say, I live in a community where we can walk to an organic market. I mean, that is just tremendous. And that is something that it's lost, as they, some of the vendors have said, if it doesn't go through, that they would move. That would be a huge loss for our community. And I did want to point out also, when I just looked on the Dunwoody website, I'm sure you're probably familiar, where it said that Dunwoody embraces responsible progress, which is tempered by our rich history and our desire to maintain a close but vibrant community atmosphere that values family life and entrepreneurial spirit. Sure, some of these people coming in are, you could say, for profit, but everyone that I know, you know, I can say, I know my farmer. I can't do that at Publix. I can't do that at Kroger. I can walk up to the farmers at the farmer's market and say, you grow my produce. That's amazing. And it's not that, you know, as far as going into all the different communities, the churches or the places of worship have to welcome them. It's not that someone can say, oh, I'm going to set up shop in this church. It's that they, I would presume in most instances, it'd be some sort of symbiotic relationship. As I understand with St. Patrick's, they would be donating. They've already discussed donating extra food and such to their food pantry deliveries. So it's something that the churches would be wanting and welcoming anyways. So it's not like people are just going to be able to pop up on the corner and say, I'm setting up a market here, where's my permit? So I think it's a wonderful opportunity for our community. It embodies, you know, family, environmental reasons, and it's just such a great asset that it'd be horrible to lose. And I appreciate y'all pursuing some restrictions, and I agree that there should be. But thank you for pushing this. Hopefully it goes through. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, team, that was the last public comment. We will move on. Are there any other comments that we didn't take care of by council? Do we have anything else? All right, great. We will move on to discussion items. Number one is the Sustainability Commission appointment. Mr. Anderson, do you have this? Or Jennifer, do you have this?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you very much. This first item on your agenda is a request for appointments to the Sustainability Commission or Committee. As you may recall, the Sustainability Committee was created in December of 2008 by resolution. However, there was no official appointment of the members. We simply started having meetings. It came to our attention that that appointment hadn't happened, so we just brought that back to you with some names of people that have been participating and an additional name associated with the Perimeter CID that would also like to participate.
Okay, great. Any questions for Jennifer?
I just wonder how the, you know, how usually we have a nomination process, how do you name, how are these personnel selected?
I don't know. We received a list of names, and we started having meetings.
It came through, if I remember back correctly, John, go ahead, I think it came from you guys through me out the other end to staff. John, anything to add to that?
I'm aware of the Sustainability Commission. I was in contact with Patty Baker, the chair, who's in the room at the moment, and I submitted a number of names from people who were in the community, whether they were big on biking or safe route to schools, and I submitted a number of names to yourself and maybe the other members of the council via email, and I believe that's how some of them were nominated.
It's been a while. Okay, so any other questions for Jennifer? All right, none. Thank you. All right, any internal discussion on this? Dean?
I would certainly be favorable to having a representative from PCID in it. I think any way we can get involved in any aspect of our community with PCID and having them have a voice in that certainly is a positive thing.
Yes, Denny.
She left already.
Here. I was, she came up to me Friday at the luncheon, and she was very enthusiastic. We were possibly considering having a person from the PCID on that.
Yes.
And, may,
and that is, yes, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I guess, you know, I don't know how widely publicized it was, or you know, if I was sleeping at the wheel, but I don't remember this past my desk here.
Okay. Any other, yeah, John?
I attended the RAC's Regional Atlanta Commission training, ARC, I'm dyslexic, with Ms. Patty Baker, chair of the Sustainable Committee. There's a task, there's a list of tasks that have to be conducted in order to consider the city green. It was at that time that we discussed having the commission. Ms. Baker and I have been in emails. I think they do wonderful work. I think the list that, in order to designate the city of Dunwoody Green, is about a quarter of the way done. I'm in full support of their efforts, and I think they've done an outstanding job so far.
Any other comments on this? All right. With that, let's move to the farmer's market.
That's my issue.
Okay.
I had a couple of questions. I took it for granted that this passed the Planning Commission last week by a relatively close vote, and I was expecting to see it on the meeting agenda for tonight for possible discussion for as a first read, but I guess it wasn't. My concern has to do with some of Ms. Penn's comments. I know that the Planning Commission, there may be changes happening, and that's why it's not in front of us now. But as far as the community being notified of the specific location, I understand that the ordinance is very general, very broad, and covers all the churches. But we are already looking at and have one specific location selected. Is there time for next week to have a public hearing for the members of that community to come in and give us a pro or con as to whether they want that specific farmers market in their community?
Yes, the reason the item is not on your agenda tonight is because the public hearing is scheduled for the 27th.
Great.
So it is it's citywide public hearing. It's not specific to that community, but that is why it's not on your agenda tonight.
Can we have signs put at that facility notifying the neighbors of that community that this I mean, as far as I can tell, there's no other agenda, there's no other location that this is being discussed about. It's all at St. Patrick's. So I kind of want to make sure that the neighbor right next door, the neighbors that live around the corner, are well aware that St. Patrick's has been the location that's been selected so that I can get their feedback.
Yes, we can place signs at the locations, but I would like to bring to your attention that this would be a citywide text amendment.
I understand. Yes, I understand that now.
Yes.
So.
It won't be an official zoning sign, but we'll place some signage.
Okay. Any questions for Jenny if they need any?
Well, that takes care of St. Patrick's, but there's a lot of other places with it and a lot of other neighborhoods around town. So maybe I would suggest that we put something in the Crier, if we can get it in the Crier tomorrow morning, that would open this to public hearing for people from all neighborhoods. So that we can, you know, the idea of a farmer's market is great. I happen to go there. But I also see that you could be opening Pandora's box, especially in neighborhoods where there's a lot of, residential areas. So I want a farmer's market, but I want it right. So I don't know, I guess, probably, oxymoron maybe a little bit. But I think we need to take a look at how we can do it and how we can do it right. And knowing, I know it's the same vote, John noted the 4-3 vote. Maybe there's something we need to step back and take a look at here. How do we have one? And, is it possible to have one, Tunnel Village or something like that, that's already zoned for such? I don't know. But that's something I think we need to take a good one look at.
Given that this is going to have public comment, is there anything out of bounds discussion for this now or no? I mean, we can discuss whatever we want, or is it?
You can absolutely discuss since you placed it on your agenda, but I would caution you not to render judgment or opinion.
Okay. Would that also fall under us getting legal opinion from Brian, or should it hold off?
I'll hold off.
No, never mind. Okay, any other
Just I guess questions? One note would be it's not that the Crier's deadline's already passed, so it's going to be the Crier tomorrow.
Well, I think just by how we're operating, hopefully the messages are getting out. I know we have a number of public hearings coming up at the convention and City of Hero and things of that nature. So, any way we can get info out, but yes.
It has been advertised in the Crier. It will be in tomorrow's paper. This public hearing for this purpose.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Check that box. But not in tomorrow's paper, last week's paper.
What was it, last week?
Yeah, announcing the date of the public hearing. You need to do that 14 days in advance.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, that.
I need to whisper a second. Very back. Okay. Any other discussion on the farmers market? We'll proceed. Okay. We've got a public hearing coming up. And I know everybody's been getting emails pro and con, so we'll wait and agree, Denny. We need to flush this out and go from there. Okay, presentation on single stream recycling.